Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. One file of newspaper articles at the Southern Oregon Historical Society Research Library in Medford, Oregon, is labeled Romance, an ironic misnomer as the folder contains stories of murder and suicide resulting from bad love affairs. One example with a twist was published in the Ashland Daily Tidings in 1882. The article reported the New Year's wedding at Foots Creek, Oregon, of 63-year-old Abraham Dennis and 16-year-old Adelia Eads. The youngster left Dennis after 3 days, leaving him feeling he could not live without her. Dennis took a heavy dose from a vial labeled strychnine, hoping his death would touch Adelia's young heart. He didn't know his child bride was looking forward to widowhood and the subsequent possession of his estate. Someone sent for a doctor who determined the vial contained no strychnine, only relatively harmless Epsom salts, and Dennis was in no peril of dying. The doctor reported the most dangerous part of the bottle was the label. The article did not report how the teenage bride reacted when she realized her aging husband would live. Their story ended rather sardonically, but others in the research library do not. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.